Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O guided by the light of the Holy Spirit that instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit they may be truly wise and ever rejoice at his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. You know, this is one of those rare occasions that we have a reading from Proverbs 26, because as you know, tomorrow being All Saints Day, and the normal customary of reading the All Saints reading at this time of the year, that for a lot of times, Proverbs 26 is not even heard of. And I was checking back over my records and looked at, gosh, it's been a long time since Proverbs 26 was even done, and to hear about Zacchaeus. So I guess we get this opportunity today. Next Sunday will be the Sunday after All Saints, and that's when we'll celebrate All Saints here. This episode of Jesus going on to Jerusalem and stopping in Jericho, because when you come out of Galilee, if you go down the other side of the Jordan and you cross the Jordan River, you're going to go through Jericho and then head up the hill, in a sense, to Jerusalem. And so he's stopping in at Jericho, and we hear the story about this man, Zacchaeus, who was a little guy. I mean, obviously he's kind of short, and he couldn't see for the crowd. And it's like the situation when we go to the store. You know, you ever go to the store and go shopping? You just shopping. You know how you ladies love to shop. Now, don't deny that. I mean, you want to go in and you start looking around at stuff and touching it and trying this and all that kind of stuff. You just can't help yourselves. I know it's in the jeans. I understand that. And so what happens is that when you go there, if you're not really intent on buying something, and the clerk comes up to them and trying to make a sale, can I help you? Can I help you? Just looking. Sorry. No thanks. Just looking. All right. And that's kind of what's going on with Zacchaeus here, you know, because being a tax collector and a guy who was a quote unquote sinner, a person who has been involved with being the hit guy for the Roman government and collecting all the taxes. And not only that, he's a chief tax collector. That means he's got a real good, you know, grab on the money, because he's got to franchise out to other folks and they're bringing the money to him, and then he sends it on to the Romans and he keeps his cut. All right? And so he's known as a sinner to the Jews because he's a guy who's in collusion with the enemy. And so he's not looked upon as a friendly kind of guy, somebody we would like. In other words, like, hey, you know, if we ever turn this town upside down and we get the Romans kicked out of here, guess who's going to be the first to go? It's going to be you, Zacchaeus, and all the rest of your hoodlum friends. But the issue, of course, is that he wants to see Jesus. And so it's not like he wants to be converted or anything like that. No, he just wants to see him. He's just looking. I mean, that's all. I'm just looking. All I want to do is just to see what he looks like. That's all. And so that's what he does. So he can't because of the crowd. So he runs ahead and gets up in a tree, okay, so he can get a good eyeball and get a, you know, seat like up in the bleachers up here to kind of look down on what's going on. And so that's where he is, kind of curled up on the branch of the tree and watching as Jesus comes by. And then all of a sudden he's stunned because Jesus stops at the tree and looks up and tells him, Zacchaeus, come on down. I got to stay at your house today. I mean, can you imagine what's going through this guy's mind at this time? Like, you want to stay at my house? I mean, he's like overcome. Gosh, Jesus want to come to my house? And now you kind of wonder, oh, did I clean the place? I mean, you know, you start worrying about those kind of things. Now, you know how you ladies are. I mean, it's like, uh-oh, is the place straightened up? Oh, my gosh, is Jesus coming? I mean, gee whiz, what can I do now? And so they're kind of be concerned about this kind of thing. Now, Zacchaeus, he's probably not even thinking about that. But Mrs. Zacchaeus, if she's down in the crowd, she's probably going nuts, okay? Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do now? And so she's worried about this kind of stuff. But Jesus, he's not concerned with that. He's concerned about this guy and his soul. I mean, that's why he's coming to this house. And so Zacchaeus, knowing who he is, knowing what he's done, and he's not been the kind of a good guy. I mean, if you think about it, you know, he's probably like, you know, the capo in the mafia. I mean, he's the guy that's getting the cut at the top here. And so he's really doing pretty good. And so now, all of a sudden, he's confronted with this Jesus who we wanted to see. He's heard about him. And there he is, wanting to come to my house. And so he comes down out of the tree and says, gosh, Lord, I mean, like, gee whiz. I mean, I'm going to give back half of my possession to the poor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I like this guy, okay? I mean, we're talking about, you know, pledging and all the rest of that this time of the year. Now, but you're going to hear it again in a few minutes. Don't worry. But the issue, of course, is the pledging and, we're trying to get you up to 10%. And this guy's giving 50%. I mean, this guy is really good. I like Zach, okay? Zach, you're my kind of guy. And then he said if he's defrauded anybody, he's giving back four times as much. He's really going to clean his account out. But he's getting his account straight with God. And it's kind of the upside down of what's going on here, because you remember that when we come to the confession later on, all right, where we're going to confess our sins, okay, and then I'm going to give absolution, okay, which means like, okay, y'all clean, okay? You're going to throw the sins off, and I'm going to hose them away, okay? Get them out of here, and then everything's cool. But look what happened here. This is the opposite. I mean, Jesus comes to the guy and says, the guy don't say diddly, he's hanging in a tree, hanging on for dear life, and he says, yo, Zach, come on down, I got to stay at your house today. And this guy, he gets absolution before he even give it up. Isn't that something? I mean, this is really cool. I mean, God, that's the kind of God we got. You know, he's ready to give absolution, you know, before you're ready to give up the sin. Ain't that neat? And so that's what we're looking at here in this episode of with Zacchaeus, is that God has come to this man and offered him forgiveness when he hadn't even complained that he had a sin. And so goes on, he said, so he's ready now, as a result of that, as a result of his having come to understand how God has loved him because he's going to come to his house now, he's ready to give up all that ill-gotten gain. All right, he's ready to do penance. See, that's what penance is all about. Okay, penance is when if you come to confession and you tell me you did this, that, and the other kind of thing, which ain't too cool, and then we get through all that, and I give you absolution. Okay, and then we're gonna find a little penance for you, which means to show fruits of your repentance. That's what John talks about. Show me fruits of your repentance. In other words, show me something. Show me that you really mean this. And so what you normally do is that we give you, say, go back out and say 50,000 Hail Marys, you know, 20 million, you know, Our Fathers, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, that's kind of showing you penance, okay? But this guy shows penance by what? Giving up all the ill-gotten gain he had. I'll give half of what I got to the poor. Now, Mrs. Zacchaeus probably doesn't like that kind of thought, what's going on back there. But the issue is that he has given up what he had gotten illegally. And he's given it up and as a penance to show God his true heart of what's going on here. And so that's what we got to look at. What do we do? How do we show God our repentance? I mean, do we really show him, or just we just take it for granted that he's going to give us forgiveness? You know, as a priest, I mean, when you come to confession, I got to give you absolution. I mean, the Lord said I got to do that, okay? But what do you do when you go out after that? Do you still do the same stupid things? I mean, do you still do the things that you're not supposed to be doing? I mean, so are you presupposing upon God's grace here? I mean, do we take his grace for granted? Or are you going to show him that, you know, you really are repentant about it? So that's what God is trying to do with us. He's trying to get us squared away so that, you know, we can get away from what we're doing, which is wrong, and get on the right track. And it's kind of hard, because, you know, how you veer off the track sometimes and you get back on the track again. You know, as we say, you fell off the wagon, okay? I got back on the wagon again, I'm okay now. And so later on, as the wagon went down the road, you know, boom, I fell off the wagon again. That's what happens in life, okay? We just got to make it continue. But the thing is, do you stay off the wagon or do you get back on it again? That's the issue. As God made a point with your life that you're going to get back on the wagon again and continue to serve him and do what he wants. So how do you live that out? How do we do to live that out? Do we live it out by paying lip service to God? I love you too much. I love you so much, G.I. We used to hear that a lot overseas, okay? But they didn't really mean it, okay? They're talking about it just because they like what you could do for them. And that's the thing that goes on. Do you say that to God because you like what he can do for you? You're just paying lip service? I love you too much, oh Lord. But you really don't. So you got to be careful. Careful that you don't play God out, all right? Because he may get tired of that after a while. So you got to show some real fruits of repentance. And so we do that by living a life that God wants us to live and also doing the things that he wants us to do. And part of that is praying every day, reading our Bible, getting into things and doing things at church to help out, and also help people that we don't have at church. Help others in the outside every day. And so that's what he wants us to do. You know, bear fruits that will show our repentance. Or, as Habakkuk says, you know, the righteous will live by their faith. So, if you're going to be righteous, in other words, in a right relationship with God, then you're going to have to live out that faith by doing what he wants you to do. And part of that, of course, is, as we say every time, is like doing a little pledge thing. Okay? I knew I'd get back to that, didn't you? Get back to the pledging, which is the issue, of course, at this time of the year that we have to go about that. So you'll be contacted by someone during this time, unless you want to contact us ahead of time by giving us a pledge card. Some folks have done that already. Okay? And if you have already, thank you. And if you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Okay? The issue, of course, is that we have to, you know, put a budget together. So we have to get all those things done for the next year. And so, please go about doing that. And if you're going to pledge, make sure you can pledge, you can fulfill the pledge. That's the idea. If I can pledge something, I'm going to fulfill it. I mean, I've already got a few pledges that are not fulfilled so far. And there's about 20 of them. Okay? So we've got to get those things back on track here. Because make a pledge, keep the pledge. I mean, that's the issue, isn't it? I mean, if you make something and say you're going to do something, well, do it. I mean, God expects us to do it, and He's looking, and you can fool the rest of us, but you can't fool God, okay? Because He knows what's going on. So make a pledge, keep the pledge, and make God happy. Make us happy, too, as a matter of fact. But the issue, of course, is you got to make God happy, because you don't want Him unhappy at you. I can guarantee that. So think about that. These words I have spoken in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.